This is VOA News, the air remote on Marissa Melton. The deeply divided U.S. Senate on Tuesday passed an infrastructure bill designed to invest $1 trillion in improving the nation's roads and bridges, improving access to clean drinking water, and providing broader access to broadband internet. In response, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "Today we proved that democracy can still work." The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, who will begin deliberation on it next month. Approval of the bill in the House is uncertain. Some progressive Democrats say the bill ought to include more funding. But the president hailed Tuesday's action as moving a step closer to what he called a once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's infrastructure. If approved, the package will initiate one of the biggest public endeavors in the United States in decades. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been wrecked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple its regional ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. He vowed a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions, while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations. The United Nations says 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News.